This month's YM carries a feature on Weatherhelm. The subject's dear to my heart because over the last 40 years I've watched the nature of Weatherhelm change. My first boat was a 22-foot Bermudan sloop designed by Westmacott around 1930. Most South Coast sailors and any connoisseurs of quality club racers will be aware of the X-boat fleets from the same designer. My pride and joy was summed up by the yard foreman as an X-boat with a lid. She had full crawling headroom, the loo was a finely tailored galvanized bucket under a saloon settee, and the galley lurked in a zinc-lined drawer. Compared with a modern 22-footer, living space was a joke, but it wasn't all dead loss. Cruising down the Hamble River one day, I remember taking a huge gust of wind under full sail. The boat heeled, and went on heeling until water was pouring into the cockpit, yet all I had to do to maintain control was pull a little harder on the tiller, and she kept right on going, straight as a gun barrel, until sanity was restored. By contrast, I was recently unfortunate enough to be at sea in a new 37-foot cruiser from a well-known continental manufacturer. It blew a gusty 4-6 and we were two-handed. This meant that dumping the main sheet to keep her on her feet in the puffs wasn't an option. I couldn't reach the jammer from the helm, and my shipmate was busy brewing up in the galley. We'd planned a beat from Poole down to Weymouth, but after the boat had tacked herself repeatedly under triple reef main and heartily rolled genoa, I gave up, stowed the jib and motor-sailed. Once in port, I enjoyed my monster bunk and the private cabin aft, but this was supposed to be a boat, not a country cottage. The price of that bed was far too high. Much of my private sea time has been in classic gaff-rigged workboats. All have carried Weatherhelm to some degree, but every one has had good manners. None of this griping to windward that has crept up on us to make life a misery. Traditional hulls are relatively easy on the helm when heeled. It must be said, however, that while getting out of control rarely if ever happens, a gaff cutter has a greater tendency to manageable weather helm than an equivalent Bermudan yacht. This is largely because of boom length. Close hauled, they should balance as well as any yacht, but once the sheets are eased, an overhanging boom is a long way out to leeward. If the boat's main driving force is coming from 10-foot outboard, it's bound to force the yacht's bows to windward. All the available advice for minimising weather helm in general holds good for gaffers, although a four-cornered main is better depowered by hardening the peak halyard purchase than tweaking a flattener. But when a gaffer suffers from more chronic helm issues, you aren't stuck with the problem. Unlike a wide-stern, flat-floored, roomy hull, the older boat is more organic. First, shift half a ton or so of the movable ballast as far aft as you can stow it. This often does the trick. If it doesn't, either cut down the boom a few feet or ship a longer bowsprit, or both. The leverage of a jib tack way out there ahead of the stem is dramatic, so if you're struggling with long-term weather helm, it's out with the tools. First, man the saw and lop the boom. Next, grab a baulk of straight-grained pine, a power plane and a draw knife to knock up a more serious bowsprit in a long summer's day. Finally, take a trip to the sailmaker to recut the mainsail. While you're there, raise the clew of the jibs so the sheet leads sweetly from its new place further outboard. You'll have what feels like a new boat, but nothing's perfect in this life. You'll still need to breathe in down below, and you'll have to be even more economical with the truth when discussing your length with the berthing master.